Ms. Lisa Lanier, our official attorney of the Two Guys Named Chris show. Lisa, how are you?
Hey, I'm fantastic.
These stories, I love all of these today. I think they're all very interesting legal stories. Let's talk about a senior in Florida. Her name is Camilla Campbell. She wants to go to Florida State University and major in dance. She's dedicated her life to dance. She has a 3.1 GPA, but her SAT was not good enough. She made a 900 on the SAT. I made 1120. Now, all she right. decided...
The test is different now, I believe.
That is true. So, okay...
I don't know how it works.
Well, it's
There's
20
more parts.
It's a 2400 point scale now. Mm-hmm. The 2400 is the best you can make. So 900 is not that good. She said she had to do better, right? So she got a tutor, she took online classes, she got a copy of the Princeton Review prep book, studied. 7 months later in October, she took it again. She's from Miami Gardens, Florida. This time, she made a 1230. So that's pretty good. And I'm reading here that a score of 1600 on the SAT she took is perfect. So she made 1230 out of 1600, which is a very, very good score. The company that issues the SAT red flagged it and said it's too much better. And it basically
too big of a jump.
Yeah. Pretty much accused her of cheating. So they won't validate the results. So when she applies to Florida State, she has to go with the 900, which won't get her in. Now, she and her family are suing this company and said, this is ridiculous. I studied, I did not cheat, and I should not be penalized because I worked hard to raise my grade that much on the SAT. Now, I took it once and made the exact same thing the second time around.
Mm-hmm.
So, I only base it on my own experience.
But you didn't study up for the second time, did you? You just took it again.
Yeah, did you work hard the second time and try to do better?
No, that's a fair point. I had studied going into it. I used to say
they used to tell me that you can't study for it, but you can prepare for the types of questions.
That's right. I used to say you can't study for it, but then my teachers told me, oh, yes, you can. And I took a class on how to prepare, and I certainly did.
You still didn't improve?
Those are big money, too.
No.
SAT preps are huge. Biggie's right.
I made an 1120 the first time and an 1120 the second time.
Still the wait list.
That's right. It never got me into the university I wanted to go to. So this story hits close to home. What do you think about this young woman here? I do think she's been unfairly criticized. But the question is, can you go up that much from taking it one time to the next? Do you think, Lisa? What are your thoughts?
Well, and apparently the testing company, what they're saying is that the reason that they flagged her was not only that she had that big jump, but they have these ways, computer ways of comparing in the same facility people who took the test together and how similar their patterns of answering and their scores are. And apparently hers were similar to other people. There was a pattern there that made them think there was cheating going on. And kids do cheat on the SAT still, even though, you know, that it's very difficult to do it. But you're allowed to bring these very high-tech calculators in.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times what they do is they're graphing calculators, and you can actually type text on them. And so they'll type, you know, you're sitting close enough together that you could see the text on the graphing calculator, and they'll type, what's your answer to number 130, you know, and
man.
The kid will tell the other kid. The other way that people cheat is that there are some testing prep companies that are not above board, and they actually send people in to try to memorize the test. And there's a test once a year, an international test, that gets reused. It's been very controversial. The international test once a year gets reused then. They don't completely verbatim. And so there are people that go to these international testing sites, memorize it, people that have photographic memories, or even they use, you know, surreptitious equipment to do it. And then they sell those tests to people to practice and to memorize them.
Wow.
And so, you know, I don't know that she had that level of, you know, she would have had a higher score probably if she'd gone to that level, but she might. I mean, who knows? But they say what flagged it was her similarity of her pattern of answers to those people in the testing center with her.
Man.
So if that's true, then they may have reason to think that what she's saying, that when she's hired a civil rights lawyer, she's saying that this is racial and that it's because she's African-American. And so, you know, I think that's going to be something that they have to contend with. She's saying that the proctor flagged her because she's African-American and that it's, you know, that they're basically saying that you couldn't possibly increase your score that much. So that'll be an interesting thing for them to contend with.
That is very interesting.
Is this something that would go to a jury trial, Lisa, or a judge would have to determine this?
Well, you know, what they're going to do is her lawyer has given them 2 weeks before he filed a civil rights lawsuit. The testing company can settle with her, but they're going to look at their evidence, and if they have solid evidence that she has an exact match, for big sections of the test, they'll probably stick to their guns about it. But if they don't, then I would think that they would settle with her and release the scores.
Yeah. Mm. You know, it's interesting to me. I feel bad for her if she really did, because it could be that she just had a similar test to other people and made a 1230, you know, and that just happened to be that way. I think if I were the testing company, I'd just let her go. Just let her get on through and go on to Florida State.
Yeah, I wonder what Florida State would say.
Florida State is holding her admission because they're expecting this to be resolved in the next few weeks. So they're going to wait. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to wait and look at those results. So she's probably, I suspect that they're going to end up releasing her results. But it's going to come down to how strong that evidence is.
Well, but if you think about it, because I've seen her face now on the Today Show. I've seen her on Good Morning America. It's online. It's everywhere. I think there'll always be an element of people. There'll always be a subset of people who will think she didn't earn it. Yeah, she's not supposed to be here.
Oh, I agree with you.
Yeah. I tend to believe her more because she is so out there with it. Like, mm-hmm. I did not.
She's all in.
Yeah, that to me makes it a little more viable.
But people who do things like that sometimes scream the loudest.
True.
You know, it's hard to say. Yeah.
Look at Chris Kelly. Yeah, a pathological liar.
Okay. Yeah. Guilty dog.
Will lie right to your face.
Guilty dog barks the loudest.
Country
Dave is right.
I'll say this. When the civil rights attorney was introduced and introduced a racial element to it, if I was Florida State, I'd say, come on.
My butt just puckered.
That's right.
Okay, we relent.
Come on.
We're going to need a whole different set of lawyers.
We let you in.
But, you know, is it Florida State? Is that what you said? Yeah. I mean, they've got they're going to have all the proof after one semester, two semesters, 1 year. If she doesn't prove herself,
might weed her out.
Then you can sit there and say, you didn't make it. And clearly, maybe you did cheat, but either way, you're not staying here.
Could be. Another story from Florida. A Guatemalan family is suing Universal Orlando Resort following the death of a 38-year-old man. His name is Jose Calderon Arana. He and his family in 2016 were at Universal Studios Orlando, and they were going on a King Kong ride. There is a sign at the ride that says, warning, this ride is an expedition through the rough terrain of King Kong's natural habitat. The movement of the trunk is dynamic with sudden accelerations, dramatic tilting, and jarring actions. And it warns people with heart conditions or bad blood pressure, back or neck conditions, don't ride the ride because it can cause problems. Well, this man does have a heart condition. He only speaks Spanish, and the sign is only in English.
Ay, Dios mío.
So,
ay, ay, ay.
He got on the ride.
It's going to be real trouble.
He did have an attack of the corazón.
King Kong killed him?
And he died. He did die.
Oh,
and
my God.
So the family is saying it's unreasonable to have a ride warning in English and not in Spanish and or French, because you have so many visitors from all over the world.
Imagine the first time the ride accelerated.
Ay, caramba!
In his head, he's like, oh, I love King Kong. It should be fun. Oh, no!
My heart's beating like a rabbit. Lisa, I'm with this family. I think you have to expect visitors that don't speak English. Your thoughts?
Yeah, there's a huge number of visitors that don't speak English that come to Universal. And the cases, but the interesting thing is that failure to warn of a dangerous condition is a huge cause of action. And a defense to it, obviously, is, hey, look, you know, our warning was adequate. And so the legal test for that is basically, does the warning adequately warn a typical user of average intelligence? So it's going to vary from place to place, depending on what the typical user is for that item or that thing. And so here, where you have a lot of international visitors, in Florida you have a very high population of Spanish speakers, I do think it's reasonable to have it in a couple different languages. Also, it has to do, one possible out for Universal on this is, were there pictures?
There were.
Accompanied the English warning that were adequate to give, you know, is there like a heart with a, you know, through it?
There was. There were
really
accompanying drawings of expectant mothers with a
the red slash.
The heart beating with a slash through
really?
It.
Really?
Overweight man, the subcutaneous, what is it?
Well, that's the pictures may be the problem for this guy. Because where the case law has come down is, if the typical user could be expected to be a Spanish speaker, then of course, you know, it's reasonable to require the warning in Spanish. But if you accompany it with a photo that conveys the same message or a drawing, then Universal may be able to hang their hat on that.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I'm real interested to see how this happens. I think you're right, David. A fat man with a big line.
Yeah, a big belly, and he's clutching his chest.
Yeah. A biplane.
Yeah.
King Kong hated biplanes. If you saw the first
one. He did hate biplane. He'll swat those out of the air.
Right, I'll tell
you
that.
You could have put a picture of Jesus up there inviting you.
What a story. Yes, exactly. What a story. What a lawsuit. I'm on this man's side. Print it in Spanish, Universal. You make enough money off the Spanish.
How many versions?
Oh, yeah. Then, right?
Or how many versions do you have to have?
Aggressive rides.
Just the aggressive rides. I mean, if you have warnings, I think it should be in English, yeah. Spanish, maybe even French at this point.
What about the baños?
Is that a people? I don't know.
No, bathrooms.
Oh. I thought that was a group of people.
I thought you spoke Spanish.
I love the baño people. I think it should be in Bañanese. It should be in all of it. Yeah.